allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The MultiCare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casale of the MultiCare Group today, 702-396-9449.
If you owe back taxes to the IRS, you haven't filed your taxes in a while, or you have a lien against you or your business, there is hope. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Whether you've been audited or face any number of other tax issues, turn to my friends at New Hope Tax Defense. Don't lose any more sleep. New Hope Tax Defense has helped doctors, attorneys, and many others reduce their tax debt and get their business back on track. If you have any questions about how to report your cryptocurrency investments or your gambling wins or your employment taxes or any other tax question, call New Hope Tax Defense. New Hope is not a call center. When you call, you'll speak directly with one of their tax professionals right here in Las Vegas. They aim to resolve your issues, not put you on a payment plan that could take a lifetime to pay off. Call New Hope Tax Defense, 702-483-0220. That's 702-483-0220. Or check them out at newhopetaxdefense.com. Call right now, 702-483-0220.
Papa, why can't we telegraph while riding a horse?
Son, there ain't no one to blame but Jeffro. He was riding old Betsy the Stallion, tip-tapping away at his telegraph, when blam, ran right into the side of the saloon.
Well, if Jeffro can't do it, neither should you. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I always hate it when our government tries to fool us or make fools of us. And that's apparently what the Biden administration is trying to do. I don't know if you saw this. This was on the floor of the United States Senate yesterday. James Langford, a senator from Oklahoma, who shares with me the distinction of having been to the border in the last month down in South Texas. We weren't together, but we were on separate trips. And he talked about, on the floor of the United States Senate, a new DHS plan for illegals, and it's all in an effort to fool us. Listen to this.
Madam President, the White House and the Department of Homeland Security released a press release yesterday to talk about what's happening on the border currently, especially on our southwest land border. I wanted to read just one line from the press release that was put out by Homeland Security yesterday, where they stated in their press release, the administration's plan is working as intended. The administration's plan is working as intended. Now, what they were referencing was what's happening on the southwest border and the number of people that are crossing our border that are, quote unquote, being encountered at the border. That's the new term from Homeland Security, the number of people that cross our border illegally. They're encountered. In the past, those individuals, and what I mean in the past, I mean in the past 2 years, those individuals crossed our southern border, asked for asylum because they were told by the cartels what to say. The cartels would say to each individual as they cross and pay the fee to the cartel, tell them you're afraid in your country. They would cross the border. They would say the words, I'm afraid in my country. They would be given an asylum hearing date in the future. That date is anywhere, depending on where they go in the country, between 3 years and 7 years in the future. And they're told they can go anywhere in the United States they want to travel during that time period. Now, that's what it used to be. The administration came forward and said, we have a whole new plan. Our new plan, post-Title 42, that is the end of the pandemic restrictions, our new plan is that we're going to tell people there's a rebuttable presumption that you don't qualify, so don't come. So here's what's happened. Now you cross the border. And there's two ways you can cross the border now. This is the new plan. You can either fill out the paperwork before you come, or when you cross, we'll fill out the paperwork for you. If we fill out the paperwork for you, it will take longer for you to come into the country and cross the border, or you can fill out the paperwork before. What is that called? It's called CBP One. It's an app that now you can download from anywhere in the world. Fill out your paperwork ahead of time, and when you cross, they'll quickly expedite you into the country for your asylum hearing anywhere between 3 and 7 years in the future. Or if you cross between ports of entry, then it's going to take you probably another 8 hours or so for them to get all the paperwork filled out for you, and then you'll still be released into the country and have a hearing 3 to 7 years in the future. What does the administration mean when they said the administration's plan is working as intended? They've now split up the numbers, and they've announced, look, our numbers are less than 4,000 people now that are crossing the border illegally. It was just 10,000 people 2 weeks ago. Of course, they did what they didn't say was the week before that, it was right at 5,000. But what they're not saying is they've actually taken, if you fill out on the app ahead of time, they don't count those numbers anymore.
Yeah, yeah. James Langford, the senator from Oklahoma, I think has got it right. That what they're doing is they're changing how they're reporting. The situation isn't any better along our southern border, by the way. It is still bad. It was bad when I was there about a month ago, and it's been bad ever since. It has not changed. Stay with us. More to do as we continue. My name is Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us. We're just hours away from Game 3, Golden Knights and Florida. It's going to be a good one down in South Florida. My name is Kevin Wall. I am so happy you're here on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic. It's powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Stop in now for a premium synthetic blend oil change for only $24.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
And at 2:30 on this thrilling Thursday, watch for a crash right now. It's blocking the right lane on the Southern Beltway 215 eastbound at St. Rose. That's right there by the freeway on-ramp, so approach that area with caution. Do expect some delays on Interstate 15 right now on both sides of that Tropicana construction area. Pretty much bumper to bumper there, northbound at Russell, and very slow on the southbound side as well at Flamingo. Watch for accidents on the surface streets right now. Sunset at Eastern, that's in the early stage. Lake Mead at Buffalo, Oakey at Decatur, and Rainbow at Edna on the west side.
From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Bob Stitch with this KMZQ Sports Flash. This update powered by Progressive. The Reds handed the Dodgers their season-high fourth straight loss, 8-6 the final at Cincinnati. The Angels beat the Cubs 6-2. Mike Trout went deep. Luis Renjifo hit a tying homer and a tie-breaking RBI single. The A's beat the Pirates 9-5. Oakland winning back-to-back games for just the third time this season. Pacific Coast League Baseball on Wednesday. Tacoma pounded Reno 14-6. Vegas with an 8-5 win at Sacramento. Stanley Cup Finals, Game 3 tonight in Sunrise, Florida. The Golden Knights with a 2-0 lead over the Florida Panthers. Vegas has outscored Florida 12-4 in the two games so far. Vegas has scored more goals on Sergei Bobrovsky in 84 minutes of action than the Carolina Hurricanes did in the entire Eastern Conference Final Series. Game 4 is Saturday night in Florida. This update powered by Progressive. I'm Bob Stitch from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip with your KMZQ Sports Flash.
Next up, Straight Talk from Doug. Ever notice that saying no offense is offensive? Like, no offense, but you're overpaying for your wireless. See? Offensive.
That's the Straight Talk talking. Get unlimited plans as low as $35 a month from Straight Talk on America's most reliable 5G network. Available at Walmart and Walmart.com. On the $35 plan, first 10 gigabytes data at high speed, then 2G speeds. Refer to the latest terms at StraightTalk.com. Based on most first place rankings, root metrics, second half 2022 assessments of 125 metros. Experiences vary, not an endorsement.
We're recording this Progressive commercial on a real boat to let people know that when you bundle your home, boat, and other vehicles...
What was that boat?
Progressive saves you money, Jamie.
Why are we doing this on a boat?
We were going for authenticity.
We're going to the city?
Authenticity.
You mean Atlantic City? But we're not in the Atlantic. Are we?
Bundle your home and other vehicles with Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Discount not available.
If you owe back taxes to the IRS, you haven't filed your taxes in a while, or you have a lien against you or your business, there is hope. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Whether you've been audited or face any number of other tax issues, turn to my friends at New Hope Tax Defense. Many people are so glad they did, like Maria.
I was desperate, and New Hope Tax Defense helped me resolve all my tax issues. Gave me hope.
Don't lose any more sleep. New Hope Tax Defense has helped doctors, attorneys, and many others reduce their tax debt and get their business back on track. New Hope is not a call center. When you call, you'll speak directly with one of their tax professionals right here in Las Vegas. They aim to resolve your issues, not put you on a payment plan that could take a lifetime to pay off. Call New Hope Tax Defense, 702-483-0220. That's 702-483-0220. Or check them out at newhopetaxdefense.com. Call right now, 702-483-0220.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekday afternoons, noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I still can't believe it. They're still dealing with the 82nd Nevada legislature. They're into special session number 2. Which would be actually 34 and 35. And it's not over yet. Well, we talked with Danielle Gallant. We've talked with Marcos Lopez. And they all say, nope, still going on. Still going on. Still no solution to the problem with the A's stadium. And I got to tell you, I would have thought that would have been a slam dunk. You know, all the business it's going to bring to our city. It's just incredible, and we're having trouble getting it through the state legislature. It may be a sign of the times that people are just fed up, and they're taking it out on the Oakland A's, and taking it out on folks that actually want a stadium. I had a chance earlier to visit with Rob Lauer. If you don't know who Rob Lauer is, he's the founder and the political reporter for 360newslasvegas.com. And I asked him up front, I said, you know, Governor Lombardo is the only thing standing in the way of some really, really bad laws.
I would say that's an understatement. The Democrats have literally unleashed a litany of insane bills on the state. And obviously they've been trying to wage war on parents with trans ideological bills that secretly allow transgender sex surgeries for minors without parental consent. They've opposed school choice, trying to force poor kids into public schools with trans and CRT policies and agenda. They try to support abortion laws that have, that would let, you know, literally minors get an abortion without any parental consent or parental notification and let some adult take them, some sex trafficker can. And these are the kind of bills that Democrats have put forward, including one bill to give homeless people a bill of rights to sue property owners who take them off their property. So, yeah, he's been really instrumental. And more than that, they proposed a bill that would give them, Democrats and their union of buddies, millions of dollars to help them get reelected. And I think that's what triggered what happened recently, which is, as everyone knows, the Nevada Ethics Commission on the 30th of May said that they're going to investigate him and possibly fine the governor $1.6 million for wearing his uniform while running for election in ads. And just the timing of that, to me, stinks. The fact that they announced this right in the middle of the session, right while he's deciding whether he's going to support certain bills or not, this is clearly extortion, in my opinion, on the behalf of these Democrat appointees. Let's be clear. The Nevada Ethics Commission, every board member has been appointed or been put on that board during Sisolak's tenure. And yet they didn't find one thing wrong with anything Sisolak did, not one thing. Nothing. And yet they want to fine this governor $1.6 million in the middle of a session. They want to investigate him, which to me seriously rises to the level of possibly extortion. And it's so critical, in my opinion, that we at 360 News issued them and served the Nevada Ethics Commission today an open records request for all their communications, internal communications, between these board members and their investigators. Because I think the public has a right to know what drove this decision and the timing.
Rob, is this something that they will give up voluntarily to you, or is this something you'll have to go to court over?
Well, we'll find out in 5 business days. If they don't, we'll sue them, and we'll force them to open it up. So they have an obligation to provide internal documents, emails. Those are owned by the people of Nevada, and certainly the fact that they're focused on the governor and trying to accuse a governor of unlawful activity rises to a level that the public has a right to know, and they clearly can get the emails within 5 days. This is an important issue. And let's just be clear. The law that they're trying to cite is NRS 281A.400-7, claiming that the governor used property and equipment basically to run his campaign. Well, here's the deal. He owned the uniforms. He was not a sworn officer. He was an elected civilian running for governor. The sheriff is a civilian. He's not a law enforcement officer. The uniforms he had on during those pictures were his. He paid for them. He never used any equipment whatsoever that I can see in any of the photos that was owned by the government, owned by the sheriff's department. And the fact that he was a sworn civilian, rather, and running for sheriff was an issue in the last election, and everyone had a right to know, and that was a significant issue in deciding whether to vote for him or not. This is simply a timing. The timing of this just stinks, and I think the public has a right to know why they decided to go after the governor of Nevada in the middle of a legislative session.
And my question is, where were these people during the campaign when they could have done some good for their side and brought this up? I mean, we all saw the same ads, with Sheriff Joe in uniform walking down the yeah. sidewalk. And I'm like, and in fact, I even thought about that. I thought, hey, maybe is that legal? And he's got some great political consultants, and I'm sure he ran it past them.
Well, back in October 2021, a Bernie Sanders derelict named Matthew DeFalco filed this ethics complaint against Sheriff Lombardo for wearing his uniform during campaign ads. So this was filed almost 2 years ago, and then they just come up with it now after all this time? And by the way, there's an ethics complaint filed against Sisolak for giving his buddies contracts for COVID testing. Nothing ever happened with those. Whatever happened to those investigations? Nothing, right? They could have, like you said, this should have come up during the election, should have been litigated during the election, should have let the public have a decision on this. Instead, they're coming out with this right now on May 30th. They announced this investigation was going forward with a hearing on the facts, supposedly. But nothing in the law specifically prevents a person from wearing a uniform, a police uniform, in the pictures running for office. They're trying to put this, you know, round peg in a square hole. It doesn't work.
So what is it? They're seeking money. Where does the money go? Where does the money go? $1.6
million. It goes to their general fund, I believe, or to the Nevada Ethics Commission's fund. They're asking for $1.6 million in fines for every time he used it, essentially, adding up to that. And again, May 30, 2023, right after the governor vetoed a bill that would have given millions of dollars to Democrats and their unions. The timing of that stinks.
Yeah, I agree with you. Let me ask you, as long as we're talking about the governor, what do you think of his performance in this 82nd Nevada legislature?
Well, I think he's kept his promise. He's done the things he said he was going to do. He's fought for school choice, school safety. He's doing what we expect him to do, fighting tax increases. So I don't think there's anything that we can say as Republicans that we can see that he's done wrong. And I think the fact that he's supporting the new A stadium and other things like that are a good thing to me, I think. What this session actually draws out to me and brings attention to is the fact that how close we came to having the complete disaster in the state Senate and the state assembly by not having enough folks. We have one vote that would have to stop Democrats from having a supermajority. And so it really highlights how really our party, the Republican Party, has failed miserably in recruiting, training, funding, and fielding highly qualified candidates for state assembly and state Senate. We need to do a far, far better job. And in fact, unfortunately, the only people who seem to run are people with an R and a pulse in them, and that's it. And it's just been a disaster. We need to really focus at recruiting, training, funding, and fielding highly qualified candidates for state assembly.
I agree. And I'm going to tell you something. Whenever they do gavel out, you know, when day 35 or special session 35 is over, at least for me and for this program, the battle for November of 2024 begins. And that means raising money. That means vetting, attracting candidates that can articulate the issues, and who can win. That's what we need. That ought to be job one, whether it's the Nevada Republican Party, the Clark County Republican Party, clubs, members of the Assembly and the State Senate. That's got to be the emphasis. The emphasis has got to be on that. That's simple. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue. My name is Kevin Wall. Great to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ.
When the whole world seems to be in a state of confusion, Andy Vieira and Mark Thomas help you sort it out. Join the club weekday morning 6 to 9 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
If you like sitting around the porch or dinner table sharing stories with friends, that's what we like to do here at Our American Stories. I'm Lee Habib. We bring to you stories about American love, funny stories about first jobs, this day in history, American dreamers and marriages, and even the stories of music and acting legends. I invite you to sit around the porch with us as we share Our American Stories.
Every night from 10 to midnight on AM 670 KMZQ, talk radio done right.
Hi, my name is Katrin Ivanov. I escaped from communist Bulgaria to capitalist America. I am urging you to become active in fixing the disastrous direction our country is headed. We need more than just casting your vote or yelling on a Facebook post. My goal is to build a powerful movement by helping you to start actively talking with your neighbors and supporting trusted candidates. There is an old saying that time is money. Donating your time is just as valuable as donating cash. I want to help you find the best use of your time to save this country. On ways to join this movement, please visit MrsFixit.us. That's MrsFixit.us. Or text me at 702-722-7225. I truly need your help. I can't fix this alone, but together we can fix it. Paid by Friends of Mrs. Fixit.
The IRS is hiring 87,000 new agents. It's not a matter of if, but when you and your small business will be audited. You need to be prepared when the notice arrives. That's why you need my friends at RevRex. It's revenue reconciliation made easy. When the IRS audits you, they access third-party databases such as credit cards, banks, and your point-of-sale system to find underreported income. In many cases, though, that income is not underreported. How do you prove it? RevRex. RevRex will match up your revenue and reconcile it to make sure that your records are accurate and complete. And RevRex gives the IRS only the necessary data it needs to avoid opening you up to further auditing of revenue reported. RevRex does not replace your CPA. It's a tool to assist you and your CPA before you hear from the IRS. Stop an audit in its tracks. Beat the IRS to the punch. Get your data. Get protected. Get RevRex. That's RevRex.com. RevRex.com.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over 3 decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and 5 daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
I've never seen it like this.
We've lost a lot of loved ones in our family.
I lost some family members to COVID.
So many of my patients pass away from COVID.
People dying. It didn't matter your color, your race, your sex.
Death has no particular color. It comes after us all.
Every human life has value. Just does.
COVID taught us
health matters.
Health matters. Visit nmhec.org. This message funded by a grant through the Nevada Department of Health and Human Services, Office of Minority Health and Equity, and Air Cooperation by the Nevada Broadcasters Association and the station.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
The House Oversight Committee was supposed to issue a contempt of Congress order against Christopher Wray, the head of the FBI. And gentlemen, Jim Dallas, you're telling me it ain't going to happen?
Well, what's at stake here is a document known as FD 1023. And what it is, it's basically a confidential informant that the FBI has not only used for years, but is a very credible source for the FBI in this country. And basically what Comer asked for weeks ago was to get a copy of this document, this FD 1023, and it's been refused by Christopher Wray, the director of the FBI. So as you mentioned, the Republicans were going to go forward with a contempt of Congress as a result of that. But what has happened in the past 24 hours is he was allowed to view that document along with the Democrat who is also on the committee, Representative Jamie Raskin from Maryland. They were asked to they wanted to actually get the documents in their hands. That is not happening, but they have been able to view this. And,
but it's a redacted version, right?
Well, it doesn't say that in this report from Politico, whether it's redacted or not, but it does say that they were presented and they were showed this document. They didn't get a copy of it and you know, take it and you know.
No taking it with you.
You know, put it by their Corvette in their in their garage anywhere. But they were allowed to at least view it, and everybody on the committee is allowed to review this as well. So the Republicans are being nice. They're playing nice again, and they're not going after the FBI director for contempt as a result of that. So kind of a last-minute reprieve.
Well, can I tell you, the simple answer is either it is involved in sources and methods and should be classified, or it's not. Now, the word is that this document will implicate the former vice president, now president, Joe Biden, and this could lead to criminal charges. My question is, if James Comer knows what's in it, why doesn't he tell us?
And
he's the head of the House Oversight Committee, and James Comer, hey, you've seen it, you know what's in it, tell me what's in it.
And that's a good question to ask for James Comer. Hopefully we can get him on the show sometime and ask him about that. But certainly when you look at the time, this is a 2020 document, but it relates to when Biden was the vice president of the United States and $5 million was distributed. And again, this is all secondhand information. So we're just assuming here, alleged, we'll put it that way. But, where there's a little bit of smoke, there's usually some fire, too.
Well, and if James Comer has seen this document, then why not share with the rest of the class?
Well, and that's what he's been pushing for. He wants the entire the committee to see